Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Let's talk about the Christmas stocking and the chunks of coal, my friend, that we don't want to find in the stocking with respect to portfolio management.
Early Christmas gifts were given out. And normally when you get a Christmas gift, it's something you want. How about we give the Christmas gift that people don't want?
Well, I think it's important to talk. We talk a lot about structure and discipline, how what to do. And let's talk a little bit about what not to do.
Yes.
Well, what could screw up a retirement?
Yeah, the issue in retirement comes down to a few major areas. Let's focus on three of them. One of it is income cash flow to sustain the lifestyle that you want.
Right.
That income, we call it.
Yep.
But we'll also use the word cash flow. The second issue is we need this money to last our entire lifetime. And in retirement, that could be 35, maybe even 40 years.
Yep.
So how the heck do you do that? And then the third issue is extra expenses we're not planning for, such as healthcare costs.
Right.
I believe, and this is my opinion, I'm biased on this, I think that healthcare costs, out of pocket at least, are on the rise.
Okay.
So if you have these unexpected, extraordinary expenses, you need growth over the long term, and you need cash flow and income, I think we can give a little bit of the Christmas spirit and give some gifts to our viewers and listeners about some things not to do.
Let's talk about one, the first one,
okay,
that is going to be controversial because we're going to get emails about this.
You want to get controversial already?
Yeah, we're going to get emails about this.
I thought it was a good show. Now you want to get controversial.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I want to talk about dividends as a source of retirement income.
Ah, okay.
We get that a lot,
yeah,
right? We have an opinion that differs from many,
yeah,
on this.
Well, we also have a lot of data. It's not just opinion.
No, agreed.
It's structure. A lot of data.
The better structure. Yeah.
And I can tell you, here's, and I hear this from different industries, like tax experts that come to me and say, you know, this is the best approach.
Right.
I hear it from individuals and people in our own industry that are saying this is the best approach, considering where we are in the landscape. Here's what's happened really quickly. We have this terminology we use called financial repression. Interest rates have fallen to all-time lows. So the good old days of just buy GICs and live off the interest is gone.
Right.
It's gone. So what's the next best thing? Find higher paying distribution. That could be rent out of a rental property. That could be interest from a high yield bond, or mm-hmm, better known as a junk bond. Or that could be dividends from company shares.
Right.
Here are the problems with all those three asset classes when you use it for cash flow. You are taking one big assumption that your cash flow A will never change, and the cash flow that you're receiving will always stay the same or go up,
right,
with inflation.
Right.
So that's a very challenging approach. Let's focus on the stock market with dividends. Here's my concern. We have seen some huge volatility over the last 20 years. We can go further back if we want to, but let's focus on the last 20 years. 2008 being one big one. Some of the best dividend payers, most reliable dividend payers, the share price fell 50, 57%.
Mm-hmm.
Still paid the same dividend, but the share price fell. Now,
so what's the problem?
Yeah, so yeah,
still got the dividend.
That's the question I get. So what's the problem? Why are you giving me ammunition for my argument, Faisal? And I say, what if you need more? These unexpected, extraordinary expenses, we have yet to have a client come to us and have spent the exact same amount of money for their entire retirement.
Right.
There's always something that comes up. A car, a home repair, healthcare costs, whatever it may be.
Okay, I'll give you that. There's extraordinary expenses.
So now you need extraordinary money,
yep,
to come out of your ordinary cash flow. So let's make an easy example. $1 million you have in your portfolio,
yep,
4% dividend, if you can get that, you're getting $40,000 a year. Let's say that's enough to meet your cash flow needs, but 1 year you need 50. Where the heck are you gonna get that money from?
Shares.
You have to sell the shares.
Right.
Now you have less shares for when the dividends are paid out, which means you get less cash flow in the following year.
Right.
What makes it even worse is, what if you need that cash flow when markets are down, like a 2008, a 2015, a 2020, during the pandemic? That's scary.
Right.
People can generally try to adjust their budgets, but they may not be able to defer for too long.
Yeah. And again, that's not the goal. The goal is not to defer. The goal is to insulate against that so that you've got that sort of pensionized payment coming in each month.
Right? So I think that when you look at the risk that you're taking by relying on dividends, yep, the unintended consequences, a famous word we use in the office, the unintended consequences is a rippling effect that can make you run out of money sooner than you expected. And that means a huge lifestyle change at some point in the future.
Right. Now, I want to be clear about something. You're not saying that dividends are bad. You're just saying that dividends
are risky,
from an income planning perspective.
Correct. I believe dividends, interest and capital gains, are part of a total return for the growth of your money.
Right.
Not for the income of your portfolio, that's the problem. I think that's one issue. So number one, here's the stocking stuffer. Do not rely on dividends for your income in retirement.
Right. Dividends are still valuable. They're important. It forms a part of the total return in the growth portfolio. Agreed.
Let's talk about the number two risk. What would you say, Dave, is the second gift we'd like to give everybody today?
Well, I think it is, the thing to avoid is being overly sensitive to short-term volatility.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing that right now,
yep,
right? Volatility, in my opinion, is part of the systemic risk that you take when you invest. Things go up and they go down,
yeah,
at different times, right? In response to different things.
I want to jump in so quickly on this one, right, Dave. Okay. The reason why I want to jump in is because there's a place in your portfolio to accept volatility.
Right.
And there's a place in your portfolio not to accept volatility.
In retirement, right?
In retirement, the cash flow or income that you need should not have the gyrations of the stock market.
Right.
But the gyration of the stock market allows you to find investments that are mispriced.
Yeah. And just even forget the misprice for a second. It's just going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It just happens. And so this is that, you know, we talk often about the structure and the discipline. And in retirement, we talk every single month at our seminar about how the rules of investing change, right? As you enter this period of time that we just call retirement, but it's got much more complex goals and objectives. And the separation of church and state, income and growth, right, becomes really, really very important to make sure that you're not making emotional decisions in respect to short-term volatility.
Which comes down to the two words we've used for a very long time on the show: structure and discipline.
Right.
Stick with the structure, stick with the discipline, make sure you have evidence it's proven over time, and that will protect you in retirement. That will avoid the big issues of inflation, tax changes, unexpected expenses, whatever it may be.
Yep.
The structure and discipline will meet those goals.
Right.
The third piece, really quickly, I want people to look at when it comes to what not to do in their retirement portfolios, is have that reaction to what's going on in the market. Hmm. The emotional to your portfolio, but the reaction to your lifestyle.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah.
Because yep, if there are things, and this pandemic has opened up a lot of people's eyes. We can't travel. We can't do a lot of things. Last year, we're opening up a bit more, might get restricted again, who knows? But if you start to change your lifestyle and the demands for it, either increasing your cash flow or whatever, you are changing purely your entire retirement plan, which is okay as long as it's not an emotive decision, it's a well-planned out decision.
Agreed.
So planning, communication with your retirement team, which comes from financial guys, tax guys, and gals, of course.
Yeah.
And your estate
legal
team.
Yep.
You need to work together. I think you put those three. So do not have emotional reactions to what's happening in the world and use that in your retirement.
Right.
Focus on what your values are, what's important to you.
Right.
Stick to that. Yep. You'll have a happy retirement.
Well, we got to talk about all that, right?
Yep.
I think we got to give a structure. It's nice to talk about, but let's give a framework of how to actually do that.
Yeah. Bulletproof Your Retirement is going to be on Tuesday, January 18th, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, well, I want to thank you for tuning in for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.